Uh-huh. It begins. Tommy. John. And it seems to be picking up quite well. But we are in quite a loud environment. Nice. What? Hopefully. But there might be, when there's less sound, my tie might block it more. I'm having to walk like a spacker to try and keep it still.
Who's going to be featured?
Might just chop out all his parts though.
It's something that might appear on Watchdog.
What, this? Children, talk about bestiality in the citizenship lesson. Oh, for fuck's sake. No, the corridor's a bit shitty. There's about 9 million people in it. Nice. She's quite popular. Fuck's sake.
Get up!
You mean about here?
Hi. Oh,
it's
yeah, it can be
awful.
It's
a flight of the Red Sea.
No, it's not. Oh, me.
You get absolutely.
Let's just get from going up and going over. Kids, what do you like about
this? Oh, I thought we were kissing. I swear down.
What? Oh. My God. Morning all. Mouse Tash.
You should be standing behind your chairs quietly. Your shirt should be tucked in. Your tie should be tucked in your top button on your shirt.
Nah.
You do not need to talk through any of those things.
Oh crap, I am. My bad. I'll just move then. Oh, fuck.
Right, get your things out and sit down.
What? Oh, nice. Oh, you can as well. Nope, you gave us nothing, I'm afraid, miss. It begins. What? In the front, have a look.
You do not need to talk.
We were laughing. Grazie.
Right.
session. Even more fun. No, they're not. Oh, yes.
Okay, you're going to examine the argument for killing and culling animals. What do you mean by killing and culling?
I wonder. Is it causing them to die?
What I want you to do is write a definition for each in your own words. Don't copy off anyone else. I want you to write a definition for killing and one for culling and see if you can decide what you're going to say.
Killing. Causing. Balls. Yeah. Causing harm.
Causing harm. Killing is killing him.
To
I've just told you not to talk.
Fail. Nope. Oh, yeah, yeah. Where you kill lots of them, but you leave up. My hands up, miss. That's euthanasia. Why, what do you sound like when you're on the toilet?
Is it like where you use parts of the body for different things, like the skin, and then there's the meat and...
No. No.
Yeah. Isn't it where you kill off lots of them, but you leave a few to breed, and then you can come back and kill the rest later?
No.
There it is.
Just murdering on a large scale.
That's genocide.
No.
That's not a race, you
know. Still murdering on a large scale.
Anyone got any idea what culling is? Yeah.
It's clearly not. You kill something because you want something from it. Not killing. It's killing.
No, that's human nature.
You kill something, leave it alone. Yeah. Or shut up.
That's called castration.
That's how you kill a cow for its beef.
No.
You kill a cow for its meat, which turns into beef.
Why, when you control the amount of them?
Good.
That's what I just said.
Genocide.
No, I said you kill them and then you leave some to breed to control the amount.
Right, so you can all write a definition
of culling, which is culling is
to kill something for a reason.
Okay,
it's like controlling
the
population of it. We're talking about,
I know
you said the meat or something.
Which is technically a reason.
From it, which
no, it isn't.
No, it isn't. Okay, it's to control the population.
Well, that's your reason. You want something from it.
So, for instance, if there are too many... pigeons in a town, then...
Good luck culling them.
...control them by culling so many of them.
Silly buggers will run away.
Putting spikes on things.
Yeah.
And they die from flapping.
It's like that thing they did in Africa. What was it? Section 8 or something like that. Put them all in a little town and kill the ones that you feel like. That's the one. I was close. Alright.
Okay. So, we're going to look at the differences between killing and culling, okay? And we're also going to evaluate the arguments. What do you mean by evaluate the arguments? Yeah?
Decide which one's better.
Yeah, and but to decide a transgression, you've got to evaluate them. So what do you do to evaluate?
Analyse them.
Yes, you might have to
close scrutiny. Oh, sorry.
What else? You look at the arguments and do what with them? Yeah.
Urinate on them?
Okay, so again, it involves examining the arguments and. Yeah, like weighing them up. Okay, to evaluate something, you weigh it up, see which has got the most pros and cons and which you agree with and why. Okay? Right, so you're going to examine the arguments for killing and culling, okay? Animals across the UK and around the world are being culled, okay? And today we'll think of any examples that don't involve pigeons.
Tell me.
The grey squirrel.
Black people.
The grey squirrel, why?
Because they were brought in from some, I think it was America, and they're killing our native red squirrel. So we have to either kill them or keep them as a pet.
No.
Don't talk amongst yourselves, please. What are you going to say? Do you have a hand up? Okay. So that's a good example of the grey squirrels, okay? And we've decided a cull is where you're trying to control the population of an animal, not people. Okay, you can't go to Norway and decide you're going to control the population by killing a few people off in an island.
You could be. Okay. That's called serial killing.
It can also be about removing animals that are sick or weak from a herd or a flock. Why would you do that? Or someone else? Yeah.
Kill diseases.
Yeah, kill diseases, stop spread.
Is that not euthanasia?
We're talking about animals.
Oh, well still, if you kill something because it's dying anyway.
No, it's culling. It's not doing it and because you're worried about necessarily it suffering. You're doing it so it doesn't spread around the rest of the flock. I don't suppose anyone can remember
mad
cow disease.
Yeah, I laughed.
Or the mouth and stuff. Animals were culled then.
When mad cow started, it was funny. Laughed, as in hoody hoody ha ha.
There's a place, aren't you, when they took them into a barn and put gasoline in the sprinklers and then sprinkle them on and set them all on fire in the barn.
Nice.
That's exactly. Really cool.
Okay.
You know, I didn't think that was
right, so if here we're looking at culling,
be a good bonfire.
Humane, we might want to look at the methods of culling. Are those two things that we just heard about animals being sprinkled with something flammable and set on fire, is that really humane? Okay.
What depends?
Hit my cow.
What?
Yeah.
If something's in pain, right, just kill it because it's in pain.
Is which
that
is
killing or calling?
It's euthanasia. It's euthanasia.
Helping.
Euthanasia.
Fucking euthanasia.
When you're quiet.
Ooh.
Okay.
It's still euthanasia.
All over the world.
I'm still
okay.
Right.
This isn't something that just goes on here or in Leith or anywhere else. It's happening all over the world because different animals are a problem in different countries.
What was Leith an example?
So, what do you think? Just spent a couple of minutes talking to the person next to you.
Hi, Jenny.
Don't just accept what they say. If they say it's wrong, say, well, what about this? Pick some arguments at each other. So, you're sharing
oh, it's
your
funny.
Ideas a bit and you're thinking a bit more widely. Okay, just a couple of
yeah, you have to discuss with Hannah, Matt.
Yes, discuss with Hannah, Matthew.
Yes.
Well, you have
so,
to discuss on your own.
You have to initiate a conversation.
What do you think?
Bail about what?
Pulling and killing.
I think it's funny.
Think it's just an age, don't
I
you?
Think she's fucking wrong. I know it's euthanasia because I'm right. I just know it. I do, seriously. Euthanasia is when you kill something because it's already dying and it's weak. Which is the fucking same thing she put on the board and said it was culling. She's wrong about the definition of culling as well. I watch too many TV shows.
I was right about the definition of culling.
No, you were wrong as she was wrong.
Why is she wearing a top?
What? Can't complete
it. You can see through it.
Dude, you can so see her bra. It's so blindingly obvious. Have you seen it? Fuck me, dude. like really bad. And I honestly don't think she realises.
I think that killing's just a glamorous word.
I made it out of there.
It's a glorious, it's a glorified word for small-scale genocide.
Murder is murder is murder.
What? Murder she wrote.
Murder is murder.
Did you know she wrote murder?
Where did it all go? Did it
murder. Have you seen Taggart?
No.
Oh, it's funny.
Is there murder in it?
Yeah, there is. Are you going it back now? Yeah, hence the stubble, Lee. It's like a lost friend. Yeah, miss. You're wrong.
So creepy, never do that again.
Okay, good. So people think there might be too many animals around if they weren't killed, okay? Has anyone got a possible response to that? Yeah?
It's overcrowding in places like China and Japan, so why don't you kill off people if you're killing off animals?
Amen! I've been saying this for years.
You can't kill people.
Why yeah, you not? Can. Serial killers do. They just get put in jail.
Yeah.
Surely every living thing has a right to live, though.
Yeah. Alright, Mr. Hippie, go take some weed.
Right to live. Yeah.
Animals should be able to
have abortions. I think you should only, like, you know, if they're going to cull, why kill off the sick ones? Why not just let the sick ones infect the rest of them, so then it's still culling, they're just dying.
Okay, there is an argument where you could say, let nature control itself, and it will regulate itself.
But it won't, because Jesus doesn't exist. Clearly.
I can't hear people talking. Sorry. There you go.
Oh.
Yeah, it would even out. So you could say the weak ones perhaps are gonna die anyway because they're gonna get caught by their predators. They're not gonna be able to get away. That kind of thing. Okay, so there are arguments for letting things happen naturally. Okay. What is the difference between
But if you went anywhere near it, it would rip your face off.
It would attack you.
Badgers are vicious.
It'd give you rabies and shit. Ooh, burn. That's a waste of a chud, that is. Yeah, we need food.
Not even badger.
No, but if the cattle get infected with TB, we don't get to eat the cattle.
We should kill the badgers so that we should kill the cows.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, because what's the badger?
It's the circle of life. Actually, it's got nothing to do with the circle of life.
It's not circle of life, is it? Because you're killing them, they're not dying naturally.
So, you just die slightly quicker.
Okay, not having conversations amongst ourselves.
Why, it's more fun. Hitler killed himself. The circle of life still continued.
Strain of TB that cows get, so...
BTB. Bovine fail disease. Hey! Oops!
95% of people in the area...